This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's rock. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Tim Cato from All City Dallas is going to join us, an expert Mavs writer. But between now and then, a special treat for you. We are back from spring training, but the Nosebleed guys, they put on a show last week in the clubhouse with this feature, Uncomfortable Clubhouse Conversations. And here is a conversation inside the surprise clubhouse with Rangers relief pitcher Luke Jackson here on The Fan.
Okay, we're back with more uncomfortable conversations in the Rangers clubhouse. The ever elusive Luke Jackson, we've finally able to reel him in. He's been the big fish all week long. It's great to meet you, dude. How the heck are you?
I'm alive, so.
Doing well.
You know, can't complain.
How was the morning? Did we get a breakfast heater in yet?
That's a zen for breakfast. Look at him. He's putting his zen in.
Yeah. Coffee, nicotine, kind of fuel the party here.
Breakfast of champions. Three milligram guy. That's how I am.
So 3 milligrams because you have to throw multiple in because it gives the thickness of like I was dipping.
Okay, got you.
I still dip. I'm just currently not dipping right now. It's like the Mitch Hedberg quote where he's like, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to as well.
Okay.
So when is the good time to do the real dip?
I'm trying to dessert
maybe? We're just switching over.
That's actually a very good way to put that. I save it because I'm trying to quit to not do tobacco. I had a daughter this off season.
Dude, congratulations. My daughter just turned one.
Oh, mine's one and a half.
Let's go.
Yeah. So I have a son, didn't really care then. I was like still dipping
The girls changed.
Then I had a daughter and I was like, you know, I need to be spitting around the house. So I quit and zen only at the house.
Gentleman.
Like a gentleman. And then sometimes at night when I'm playing video games, I'll throw a sneaky dip in. Like my cherry. That's
a
my
sneaky dip.
Yeah, it's like my dessert.
I love that.
And then at the field, I'll dip. But I try to keep it minimum.
What's that? I don't think I've seen that flavor zen before.
Smooth.
What is that?
It's like no flavor, dude.
Oh, it's a no flavor.
Yeah, not really.
Have you tried the coffee flavor?
I have.
That's phenomenal,
actually,
isn't it?
I actually, to be honest, if I had the choice of zen flavor, I might have. I like citrus.
Oh, okay. All right.
Citrus. I'm a citrus guy.
Well, you've already dispelled rumors that Jock Peterson was floating around. He said you were a virgin and you had a small piece.
Yeah.
And so I guess only one of those is true.
Virgin.
What's the pressure like now being the biggest star number 77 in DFW sports?
So that was a big reason when I came here. That was stipulation. They had to get rid of him. Just so like jersey sales and things. People in the stands were like, Oh, that was like a Jackson, but not a Doncic jersey.
Oh, wow.
So that was a big part. I made them give it, as it came out of nowhere, because it was like a late signing.
It was a Luka Jackson behind the scenes.
So the Luka trade was the move before the move.
Holy crap.
They didn't talk about it. That was why they kept it so under wraps, and Luka was like shocked by it, because like the first names are also close.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like that was a bigger issue, I think. If it wasn't for the first name, I think we could have been fine in the same city. But because it could have been,
it was
Luka,
like that,
Luke 77.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
Exactly.
You've got how many gloves do we have in here? Like four different gloves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, there's a good one in here. My son, he was like, "Hey, let me make a glove this year," and I was like, "Got you, dog."
Was this the out of wedlock son?
I just said, "Yeah, all of them, I think are."
We think.
I said just black or tan, because I currently was a free agent. Or you can go navy and red. You have like a 50-50. You know what I mean? There's like most teams are navy. You sit there one day and try to figure out how many navy baseball teams there are or how many red.
It's a lot.
It's I think like 22 of them.
So you just copycat looking at all the logos, going through the colors, like.
No, I just done this in the bullpen because I spent way too many years down there.
Fair.
And it's like, you know, maybe go navy.
This glove has like a Riddler sort of
my
green
son,
lantern.
He decided to go lime, like a green.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put his nickname on there. The
Super
Jet. Yeah.
With two
and T's. He decided to go with his favorite animal. So that's
the great white shark.
But you gotta feel like that's not, I don't know.
Any, I like the patriotism though. How about the American flag?
Oh, American
on
flag
there?
Too, yeah. I'm surprised there wasn't a Jamaican flag. That would actually fit the vibe more, the glove.
It would.
You know. So
great white shark. So is that also your favorite
this
animal?
This is if I get traded to Oakland, I'll be using
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you mean Sacramento?
Athletic A.
That's right.
I think is what they're going by these days.
Just the Athletic A's. They don't want to claim anything.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know that anybody wants to claim them right now.
I agree. Then the other gloves, I think they're just, this is when I just had one kid. And then this one looks
it smells like
shit. When you have two kids.
Did you like rub shit in the glove?
Because it doesn't smell good. You're
no,
right.
No, it doesn't. What do you do to break these in? Are you like...
This one smells good. New one.
Okay,
no.
That is. You can smell
you
the
can
fresh
smell
leather.
The new one.
Oh, wow. It smells like that Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh, it does a little bit.
Oh, that's
bit,
the vagina-scented one. Yeah.
Like beach sand.
Yeah. Very musky.
It will take the whole season. Like, I will not be able to... It would be very hard to use it this year.
Okay.
You can't, like... And I got the strongest grip strength in camp, so, like...
What do you do to that? What do you do to work on grip strength these days?
There's so many activities you can do.
You got that vice grip.
Yeah.
Jock was telling me about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. There's like, selfishly, you can just do it yourself, or you can help the whole team, and that builds up grip strength as well.
It's all about bonding.
Like a little circular motion.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like skiing.
Like elephant walking.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very similar.
Who's, so far, the teammates that you've been able to meet, who's like the teammate you'd least want to date your sister?
Least on the team.
Yeah, like
my
who's
sister.
The one that you're thinking that's a rotten fuck?
Mark Church got that dog in him, just so you know.
Oh, he does.
You probably already know, but now you really know.
Yeah, he's not. I think that would not date my sister. I would say Josh Jung, because the hairline is just, that's way too young to be having.
Oh, receding?
Yeah,
dude, it's...
Straight to a point at 25.
Got a little Avatar vibe to it.
Yeah, he's going to be bald by 28.
We need to get him to advanced hair.
Exactly, we get him to Turkey. I've been telling him.
Right.
I've been, like, showing him a bunch of flights that you can get on and do all this stuff.
Okay, see, I respect that veteran presence approaching the young guys and giving them the tips and the tricks of the trade. Like, what? There's a gold bond void in this clubhouse. Like, why is nobody powdering the donuts?
What is going on? Are you using something different?
No, I think it's like I never did because I don't move enough to like sweat really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's like,
gosh.
Yeah, exactly. The other guys, I think it's like a holistic approach. I think like, you know what I mean? Like
all natural
earth movements going on.
Crunchy.
That could be like when you put stuff down there.
Like semen?
Yeah, kill the testosterone or something. I don't know.
We got to get
like you wear linen underwear.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
Cotton, linen.
Yeah, supposed to, that's
brief
supposed
guy,
to,
personally.
That's supposed to help. Yeah. That's supposed to help so the tight ones aren't supposed to be doing it.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
All right, what's your biggest baseball superstition? Are you a stitious guy?
No, I don't do anything stitious.
No stitiousness.
Zero. Because I just keep doing different things. And then if not, just over time, I'm like, you know what? I'll never be able to copy any of that because it's too much.
You're a living the moment kind of guy.
Exactly.
We're just free-flowing,
exactly.
Free-balling.
Exactly.
So how do you overcome just like whenever you give up like an unconsensual just giant dong and all of a sudden now you're by yourself alone on that mound?
Yeah.
What does a vet do to sort of just move to the next play?
You know, you hope it just is someone kind of famous because then you'll be like, you know, then you tell stories about it.
Who's the most famous guy that has just donged you up?
Just
the dong rocked, you think about the most.
Rocked my world. A good one? To be honest with you, the sad part is I give up a lot of homers not to not cool people.
That hurts.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It'd be way better if they were cooler.
But you'd embrace that and that's your thing.
I don't know if I've ever given up a... I faced Pujols like four times when he was at number 600. And I was like, I'm going to be that guy.
Oh, wow. I'm going to be the Mike Bassick of Albert Pujols, Barry Bonds home runs.
No, didn't work. He wasn't locked in.
Or maybe you just were.
Or maybe
you could have just been in this freaking zone that day.
And then Miggy faced quite a bit. I'm trying to think of Big Poppy. They said I walked him twice. Absolute lie. He fully swung one time, and they called it a ball. And I was like, that's literal horse. Yeah.
What do you think about like the Robo Arms challenge system, all this shit that's going on?
It's weird. I think it should be only used like a walk or a strikeout.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Something like that. That's an honest take here. Because this is the first time I've ever seen it. And like the fans get involved. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of quick. Keeps the umpire accountable. I don't know who. I think it benefits the hitter way more. I'm pretty sure it does. I think more calls go outside the, like, balls called strikes and strikes called balls. Very rare it goes both the other way. So that's kind of annoying. But I think it should be a dictated count. Like, it should be a 3-1, 3-2, 0-2, 1-2. It has to dictate the final outcome of the at bat. Because if it's like 0-0, and the guy's like,
tapping the head,
save it,
grabbing the ass.
Exactly. Something Jock would do.
Selfish, yeah, no, Jock would.
Very like conceited move.
So, kind
like,
of a bitch move.
Exactly.
I think he's like banging himself over there. Right,
exactly.
Now.
Weird. So how's it getting coached up by Mad Dog, old doggy?
I had him back in the way day, and I was just dumb and like a skateboarder and didn't listen to anybody. I just didn't know how to use it. I listened, and I was just like not very intelligent when it came to pitching.
Yeah. Unlike now.
Yeah, what's changed?
Now I'm like...
You seem so cerebral.
Yeah.
Palsy.
Very high IQ guy, you know. Just...
You
naturally,
are.
I just
dialed.
I absorb.
Have you gotten called on in the Mad Dog meetings to do the joke of the day?
I have not.
Do you have a joke
they
prepared?
They won't let me. I got about 40.
Because you're too sexual and violent.
I might take my pants off, and I don't think they want that for the young guys yet.
Yeah, but that's a mid-season.
Exactly.
Get the boys going. You're in a little bit of a slump.
I think they're gonna call me up late in camp.
Okay. What's gonna be your first joke? Like, do you have one just ready? You're ready to fire it?
I have a very long one that's almost so long that it's not funny, but I'm just gonna keep telling it.
What about the joke, Luke? Come on.
Exactly. So that's one move. The other, I don't know. It's got to be on the fly.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you guys the really long joke and just keep you guys here for a long time, but I didn't.
That's all right. We respect that.
All right.
What's your favorite ballpark food? Like, ooh, as a kid when you were coming out to games?
Dippin' Dots, man.
Dude, Dippin' Dots are...
Low-key slept on. Yeah, yes. Nobody talks about it.
Which flavor? The cookies and cream?
Of course.
Yes.
There's only one flavor. It's
my guy. Actually, I like the banana split. Call me crazy.
Well, that's for the better.
Well, that's it. And that's the gayest thing about me.
Exactly.
So now we're both being
vulnerable. Yeah, you're more of like a shape over taste guy. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay. What about Throat Rockets? You putting mustard on them? You putting...
I load it up, dude. Mainly just if, like, I'm not going to be bougie and be like, where's the relish? Where's the onion? Ketchup mustard. Yeah, ketchup mustard. Just put the main components, the salt and pepper, on the dog. Right there.
Are you a prankster guy? Like, because I know Mad Dog is. Mad Dog loves a good prank.
His brother used to pee on dudes.
Yeah, that's like... So I actually had... I had his brother as my pitching coordinator when I was in the minor leagues. And he used to take us golfing when I was a starter. And he would cheat the whole time. And there was this one time where we were tied... hole 18 and he goes OB And we're like, well, good luck. We're like middle fairway. We chip, putt, par. Somehow he like, we were turning the corner. It was a par five. And he's like on the green putting. He goes, birdie. And we're like, no. And we ended up having to buy his lunch.
And oh, wow.
To this day, I always bring it up.
That's like, wonderful.
I was like, you know you lost.
So I heard you were the most excited in the clubhouse about the new Naked and Afraid and Disabled with that naked chick with no legs walking into the woods on her knuckles.
She's palming it, man.
Is this real?
Yeah, she's scraping taint on Bush.
We're not making that up.
That's a real thing.
That's a real show. But
it's pretty incredible, actually.
Doesn't it kind of?
Yeah. We'll show you the trailer.
Yeah.
You need to see this.
It is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Freaks you out the first time you see it. It really does.
Okay, you could body swap with one teammate other than Jock Peterson, of course. Who would it be?
If I could body swap with one human.
I mean, look at Adolis right there. Look at the freaking... Look at the gun show.
I haven't seen him with his pants off before I make that call yet.
Have you seen Sporzy with his pants off? I heard he's got a 10-inch piece.
That's a lie. Me and him are shower mates.
Oh, so he actually shrivels up.
Cat's out of the bag, Sporzy.
Are we talking like turtle shell, like boop, boop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It sits, like it perches up.
It's on
like
top of the
Yeah,
walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
Yeah, it kind of looks forward.
Winks at you a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, everything about you is impressive. We love you so much.
You're a freaking stud, dude. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
Always.
Last thing you want to say, first year with the Rangers to the Tolos, which you're turning on, leaving on listeners, by the way.
Let's have a year, baby.
Let's have a year. Championships or bust.
We just found out Peyton Russell just got signed minor league deal. What do you think about this kid?
He's with the squad now.
Who is this guy?
Asperger's.
Really?
It's a special thing. We're just bringing him in, giving him a shot. Could be the first ever pitcher with Asperger's to start.
Kind of a nepo baby deal, but...
Really?
But he's likable.
Fent baby?
A little Fent baby.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months... Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He is fat.
I like that.
See?
The bigger guys, they kind of, you don't see many of them anymore. They're kind of f***ing, they all take this.
Well, I should clarify, it's the nipples that are fat. He's got the puff nips.
Oh.
My boy's cutting glass.
Even in the summertime.
Yeah. No, we're talking orangutans.
Salamis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a great guy. He's a great teammate. You're going to love having him. Yeah, just handle him with kid gloves.
I think tomorrow.
I think he'll be coming in. Yeah, you'll see him.
You'll see him. If you see, like, kind of the face that's slanted.
Should I ask him?
You should flip his
Can I?
Lick it, dude. Yeah. Go full bowl.
Tongue that thing. He's down. He's a good teammate.
Luke Jackson.
Whatever you need.
Legend.
We love you, dude. Thank you, Luke.
There he is. Another uncomfortable clubhouse conversation. That one might take the cake right there, Wolchuk. That's about as uncomfortable as it gets. Luke Jackson, a Ranger in 2015 and 2016. Then he was with the Braves and the Giants and back to the Braves. And he's back again to try to help out this bullpen. Okay, when we come back, it is time to talk with Tim Cato, Mavs beat writer from The Athletic. Where do they go from here after another devastating loss to the locker room? That's coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan, Tim Cato, All City Dallas, set to join us. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, it's the Frankels, frankelfirm.com. And good afternoon, Tim. How the heck are you, man?
Man, the Mavericks going to call the Frankels?
Whew, they have been heard. I think it was their own doing, though, wasn't it?
That's the thing. That's the thing here. I mean, it's I am not out here to assign causality between how much Kyrie Irving has been playing and the specific injury that he suffered, but it is unwise to put this much on a guard on a, you know, and Dallas has had been just relying on this soon to be 33-year-old. And, you know, the possibility that it would, you know, burn him out to some extent at some point of the season, you know, was always a lingering concern, you know, for the Dallas Mavericks. And, you know, just tragically, unfortunately, in the worst possible way, that was answered with the worst possible injury, you know, something that is going to have enormous ramifications. But yeah, Kyrie Irving, ACL. This is the bleakest sports season I think I have ever witnessed, in any sport.
It really is unbelievable. And it'll probably take a while before I can even get full perspective on it, but I think you nailed it right there. I've never seen anything like this. Have you been able to uncover any other detail on why they were comfortable moving away from a two playmaker to one? And why they were so urgently trying to get rid of Luka?
Yeah. You know, in some ways we are where we were, and in some ways we are still, you know, I keep saying, listen to Nico, and, you know, as far as I understand it, pretty much the reasons he said he made the deal is why he made the deal, that there is not some conspiracy. There is not some hidden agenda that is, you know, there's no mastermind at the controls that caused this to happen. But I understand why fans, like, just hear those reasons and still, despite all the reporting otherwise, like, still believe or want to believe that there's something else to this, because I get it. You know, I sympathize that, you know, it still feels like there has to be something else to this, even though I truly do not believe there is.
He just seems so competent. You know, he was right. good at his job, and then he did the most incompetent thing maybe in league history.
Right, and I think he had this vision that Dallas was going to play Boston again, and you know that it wasn't going to go any better this time around. You know, he just really had this belief that, you know, the team that lost to the Celtics in the finals was never going to beat this iteration of the Celtics. And, you know, I don't know, maybe AD, if this team was fully healthy and you just zoomed to the finals right now, maybe this team would be a little bit better, you know, yeah. like maybe possibly the matchups would make a little, I don't think I really believe that, but I, you know, you could squint your eyes and make that argument, but it's the two playmaker thing. It's exactly that, because now you see what, you know, the ramifications of, you know, Kyrie going down. Again, I think an ACL, like his knee, you know, hyperextended, and you know, because he had contact. I don't think it's not a one-to-one thing. But the more minutes you play a player, the more likelihood that a freak accident is going to happen. And you know, Kyrie was just giving this team so much. He was giving them, you know, every aspect that physically he could. And I don't think this would have gone well, even, you know, if AD came back next week. You know, I think there were serious concerns about the Mavericks and, you know, just their ability to hold up for an entire postseason. And it's just such a, you know, it's such a incomprehensible thing that, you know, they had a model that clearly worked, that clearly got them to the NBA Finals. And now here they are.
Do they need a tank now? Will they tank?
I think it's the only pragmatic way. I mean, will they tank? Like, their best player was Kai Jones, who they just signed to a two-way contract, you know, in Monday's loss. So, you know, I think they're going to lose a lot of games. Obviously not discounting, you know, the tank comes in the sense of, is there any reason for Anthony Davis to play this year?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking. And, you know, I'm no, there isn't. You know, the pragmatic thing is to, you know, all these injured players, you know, unless they are, there's no rush, or there's no, you know, that you should extend them more leeway and runway, and you should extend them as much time as it makes sense to. And if you extend them extra time, then probably none of the big men are playing again this year. And so in that sense, yes, it's going to look like a, you know, this team is going to lose games. They're just not set up to win right now. They don't have the players. They don't have the bodies. So that is the situation as it stands right now. There's nothing to play for. Even hanging on to the 10th seed, what are you going to do with that? You're going to win two road games and go face the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round. The season is over.
So how much causation, as you said, is up for debate, but I just wanted to clarify with you, because you covered the game so closely, with 2:35 to go in the first quarter, if Luka and Kyrie are healthy, is Kyrie on the bench at that stage in the first quarter usually?
Typically he would be on the bench, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
When it comes to Kai this offseason, you know, how do you think this injury now impacts the player option and possibly the max that the Mavericks were willing to give?
I mean, this is the worst thing that could happen. You know, even though it was very clear in the game last night when he suffered the injury that it was going to be serious and that the season was almost certainly going to be over, the hope was that it wasn't going to be an ACL, that it wasn't going to be something that is probably going to take 12 months to recover from. There are players younger than Kyrie, Jamal Murray, who had an ACL injury in March and missed the entire next season. These are circumstances. These are considerations that the Mavericks front office has to be thinking about right now. I am sure as hell hope that Kyrie Irving is not missing an entire NBA season, like the entirety of the next NBA season. But it's something that, you know, at least is in their mind as they start thinking and planning about this. I don't have direct insight, reported insight right now of what is likely. I don't think Kyrie knows what he's going to do. You know, like this is all too sudden. I mean, it would make some sense if he just opted into his $44 million player option and, you know, use next season as a rehab season, especially if there's any consideration in his mind that he might not play next year. That's plausible. But it's way too soon to know. But from a front office perspective, you know, even in a best case scenario, Kyrie Irving is probably coming back in January or around the All-Star break. that puts you in a situation where you have to go into the summer building two different teams.
Yeah.
One to win enough regular season games while Kyrie is out to have a chance at the playoffs. And then another one that is a title contender for once he is back on the court. And that is just an almost impossible way to go about team building, and an almost impossible ask of Anthony Davis, an injury prone player himself, who is turning 32 this month. This is a catastrophic event beyond the fact that the season is over. This is genuinely, genuinely calamitous for the Dallas Mavericks.
Tim, is there a chance that Nico will lose his job though at the end of the season?
I have no insight to believe that he would, and the players got injured. You know, I think that, you know, you have to go into next season because of the choices this team has made. That, you know, I suppose if the ownership said, you know, let's bring in somebody else, I think that somebody else would probably break up the team. But I don't think the franchise has any desire to do that. Even if their slim window just got slimmer and more difficult. So, you know, his vision has not been realized on the court. And as much as there is some correlation, like, this was a freakish season of injuries. Sure. From the very start, this season might have been lost even without the Luka Doncic trade. Like, we don't know when Derek Lively is coming back. He was injured long, you know, not long, but a couple weeks before the trade happened. It's quite possible this was going to be a lost season. You know, not dissimilar to the 2023 season. It's just that if you had Luka, obviously things look a lot different, and you know, the hope and the fan base and everything just feels not as severe and harsh and bleak as the circumstances do right now.
What's it look like if Kyrie does opt out and he wants to go somewhere else? Does Nico have the kind of cachet with players and momentum still that he could recruit somebody to team up with AD and the guys?
I think that's a great question. The way I'll answer it is, I think a huge reason why Klay Thompson came to the Dallas Mavericks, a lot of it was the relationships, and that is something that Nico is strong at. You know, he does have strengths there. But I don't know if Dallas signs Klay Thompson if they're a second round exit. A huge part of it was the run they made. And at this point, they have enough star power that, you know, a lot of it depends on Kyrie Irving, maybe Kevin Durant, maybe Dallas ends up being his preferred destination because he sees some sort of vision. But I think it just gets more difficult when you're not even in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And beyond that, when one of the key draws to coming to Dallas, Kyrie Irving, is a player with there's now so much uncertainty cast around him. So I don't know. It's a fascinating question. My gut says, and certainly before the injury, all indications I had, you know, not 100% certainty, and, you know, Kyrie is, you know, not someone that you should ever assign certainty to, but it did seem like for sure he was coming back to Dallas. And my gut says that wouldn't change just because of this injury. In fact, it might make it more difficult even if he did want to go somewhere else. But it's really hard to know as things stand right now. It's so early in the process.
Well, you're the man, Tim. We thank you so much. Tim Cato, All City Dallas, best of luck to you. And we look forward to chatting with you next time.
I appreciate it.
There he goes. Yeah, you can tell, man, the developments here, as Tim Cato just said, you know, maybe the worst any one season we've ever seen for a team when it comes to this kind of bad luck. Let's take a break from that and get into Woolchuck's top 10 at 420 coming up next. Buddy, where are you taking us?
National Pancake Day. Is that something that'll make you a little bit happier? We got the top 10 pancake places in Dallas on National Pancake Day. That's next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Jared Sandler's going to join us here top of the hour. Talk about the Rangers and today's spring training. And we got to find out what's going on with old Adolis Garcia's oblique. Okay, he was a late scratch for today's game. Anyway, it's time for Woolchuck's top 10 at 420 here at 448. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. Happy National Pancake Day to those who celebrate. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite pancake? And where is your favorite place to go for pancakes? I did get a lot of IHOPs, the International House of the Pancakes. You guys remember when IHOP tried to do the IHOB deal? promoting their burgers.
International House of Burgers. Yeah.
I thought it was a good bit. I thought it was funny, but people did lose their minds. Like, what? What's going on here? Mm-hmm. We're getting rid of the pancakes. IHOP's solid. Nothing wrong with it.
IHOP, Denny's, Sherry's, Waffle House, wherever. I love a good pancake, man. Yes. I don't think I've ever seen one that I'd turn down. But my favorite, I used to make them out of the Betty Crocker cookbook. They're technically called crepes, but in that cookbook, they were called Swedish pancakes.
Yeah.
And they just dominate. They crush.
It's like a thin pancake.
Yeah. Brian, but it's more eggy. You know, it's kind of like.
It's like you're making crepes.
Yeah, okay, whatever. They're amazing, though. They call them Swedish pancakes. So that's what I've called them. Yeah.
Have you ever had the Dutch baby that you can get at, like, the original House of Pancakes? That thing's interesting. Apparently, you need to give them, like, 30 minutes to make it.
Are you guys for or against the kind of the dollar-sized ones?
I'll make you a baby in less than 30 minutes, Wolchuk. Now, what's that? The silver dollars?
Yeah, the silver dollar ones.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah. My dad used to make us those when we were kids. We thought it was cool. Yeah.
I always liked to get the funny face one at IHOP as a kid. Huh. Like, they'd put the whipped cream on there, the cherries, some chocolate chips. Like, that was always a fun, made you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
You make me a good Mickey Mouse pancake. I'm still all in on that. I think the biggest key, though, is that you use bacon grease on the griddle, right? Ooh. Crisp up the edges a little bit, add a little flavor.
We got crepes are legit, bro. Boysenberry crepes from the 214. Boysenberry. Never heard of them.
No, I don't think you really want to be getting too creative with your toppings. I think butter, syrup, powdered sugar, but that's, only three you need.
You like I think he's talking about the crepes you can go a little high end.
Sure, if you want to. But with the Swedish pancake, you keep it standard. And you'll be thanking me
later.
You'll
put a damn thing on that Swedish pancake, okay? What about fruit? Like, are you okay with blueberries or you're turning that down?
No.
I actually bake those into the pancake.
Okay.
Yeah,
so like you're putting it in the mix, right?
Yeah,
so
putting it in part of the mix.
Yeah. And I'm dropping
actually
some.
Whataburger has a pancake mix that you can use.
I've actually never had Whataburger pancakes.
Yeah, actually, they're glorious.
They're probably fantastic. They're nothing really bad.
Very good flavor.
By the way, shout out today. You can get that Whatacatch right now. That fish sandwich they brought us yesterday.
Mm.
No, Brian, you loved it.
I did.
You said it was the best fish sandwich you've ever had.
I absolutely did.
877-881-1053. Chocolate chip waffles are superior.
There you go.
To the pancake from the 469. I do think that there is a battle. Like, what reigns supreme between the pancake, the waffle, the French toast? But today is specifically the pancake day.
French toast is more the vegetable, the fruit. More fruit than the pancake.
Like stuffed French toast?
No, just fruit on top of the French toast.
More so than the pancakes.
Yeah. Whipped cream. Powdered sugar.
Kind of doll it up a little bit.
Yeah,
The savory crepe is the best. Chicken, bacon, and spinach with cheese meats. Undefeated. That's from Bailey the Bird. He likes to...
I've seen him put some unique things.
Savory crepes.
Yeah, I've seen him put some stuff in crepes.
German pancake, Old South Pancake House in Fort Worth. Fresh squeezed lemons with powdered sugar. That is the best pancake from the 817.
Fresh squeezed lemon.
And I feel like we always...
So is the lemon part of like with lemon with sugar?
Yeah, maybe
to kind of make it a glaze?
Put a little bit of lemon zest.
That's what I would do.
I do like a lemon pancake.
I've never had one.
Like a lemon ricotta pancake?
I've never had one.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. 940 pointing out, it's not Whataburger, Brian. You and Bassick both say that. I find it hilarious.
It is Whataburger.
It is Whataburger.
That's kind of in Texas, like how we grew up saying it, I think.
Thanks for listening.
Sometimes you got to stress the what a burger. Yeah. You want to make sure you don't say Whataburger. But I always did think it was Whataburger for the longest time.
Must be a transplant here.
I guess.
Katie's Diner in Lake Charles has the best pancakes from the 337. Original Market Diner. Cracker Barrel. You can't go wrong with Cracker Barrel. First Watch is getting some love. And then
First Watch, they're pretty proud about the prices over there.
They do some amazing work, though.
But they do have some good pancakes. They absolutely do.
Proud. And
some, you know, they got
the
some
French good. Toast is good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've really had a bad meal there.
I think the Cafe de Brazil, though. Is that still around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got tremendous coffee.
What was the Buzz Brew that was across the street here?
Buzz Brew.
Yeah.
I think they still have some other locations.
KT and Jeff and I used to go eat at that place.
The Buzz Brew?
Yeah.
And did you get the pancakes?
We got everything. It's kind of like the lumberjack breakfast.
Just get it all.
Get it all.
Lemon crepes are dominant. Got to top it with peanut butter. The banana bread, hell yeah, pancakes at Volstead and Southlake are the best in DFW. Banana bread pancakes, sign me up.
Yeah, what you do there is you get an overripe banana and you just drop that in and mix it right into the batter.
Mush it.
Yeah. And then, I would like to add some peanut butter along with the syrup.
That'd be really
on the other
good.
Side. So it's peanut butter and banana pancakes with syrup. you're really crushing at that point.
682 said, you boys need to make your way to Arlington. Get yourself a plate of pancakes at Division Street Diner. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. I'd love to see Eric there.
I know that all-you-can-eat buffet over by that ballpark, the Chinese buffet.
Oh, you do know that. That's your home away from home.
That's my home away from home.
Breakfast Brothers in Oak Cliff. Lucky's Cafe.
Yeah, that's the last time I had some pancakes. Breakfast Brothers.
So do you not, is pancakes?
It was catfish and pancakes too.
Dude, yeah. Catfish and pancakes, that's a hell of a combo.
Other than that, I was raised on Denny's, Grand Slams. I was raised at them Jones.
And it's a great deal. $5 for the Grand Slam or whatever it is. Now you can even do, they'll do like the all-you-can-eat pancakes. I think at both, like Denny's and IHOP will do those. Ooh. But it's just the buttermilk. I don't think you can really change it up. Get creative. Maybe you can. Number 10 is Norma's Cafe.
Goated.
Best pancake spots in Dallas. 9 is Cozy off Gaston Avenue. 8 is the Original Market Diner, which has been texting quite a bit. 7 is Breadwinners. Breadwinners is good. It can be a little bougie, but it is good.
It's like a bar at night, isn't it?
Breadwinners? I don't think I've actually ever been there at night. It's like a big brunch spot.
I think I got hammered there my first week in Dallas.
Well, hey, you know, baby. They do have a bar. I mean, you definitely can drink there. 6 is Texas Spice, which is off Lamar Street. I think it might be in the Omni Hotel. 5 is Cindy's, which they've got a variety across DFW. Right,
matzo ball soup.
Sinfully good.
Yeah, Cindy. I actually have not had the pancakes at Cindy's. They do have delicious crepes, but those are not going to be the sweetest pancake you're thinking of. Those are going to be like blintzes, like cheese filled. 4 is Grand Lux Cafe. The Galleria.
That's big time. That menu is very similar to
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. I mean, you could spend all day looking at their menu.
It's a cool place. I went there one time.
Yeah.
The outside's very inviting. You feel like you're going somewhere
fancy.
It's packed.
Every time I've ever been there.
The buffalo chicken wraps go crazy over there.
That's delicious. CBD Provisions comes in at number 3. I don't know what that is. CBD with your pancakes.
Yeah.
2 is Ellen's, and I've given mad love to Ellen's. Unfortunately, they closed the one in Allen off of 75, but you still have the one off North Record Street here downtown. But number 1, best place to get pancakes in DFW, Maple Leaf Diner
off
Preston Road.
It's right by my house.
That's also an outstanding menu. It really is.
Good luck getting in on that, by the way. Ever since it's packed,
but they do a good job of turning over the tables pretty quick.
Well, ever since Guy Fieri came in there, you know, he
featured them?
Yeah, you can't get in that place.
Yeah, it's going to shut it down.
Matter of fact, go for the chicken and waffles at that place. You'll thank me later.
All right, thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Top 10 at 420 every day in the G-Bag Nation. Adolis Garcia injured. How bad is it? Who else hit a dong today? We'll check in with Jared Sandler, then get an edition of Football's Finest coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.